What is up, everyone, and welcome back to Put a Sock in It, featuring me and...
Hello.
That's Larry.
Why am I shouting?
That's Larry.
Hello. Shut the fuck up, twink.
You were just saying that you don't, like, you feel like you're floating, like you're not even on Earth.
So you're gonna put me on the spot like that?
I thought it was a funny topic. You want to talk about it?
I was battling demons. Okay? Yeah, I'm great.
What demons?
I don't know what specific...
I get it.
You get it.
I'm gonna cry. Move on.
I'm about to start crying. Do you ever think about the first person who ever lied? How lit they were?
The first person
who ever... Like, imagine being the first person who, like, told a lie. You're like...
What?
I'm sorry.
I want to spend a day in your head.
No. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't. Think of Michelle Obama...
Okay.
...voguing and death dropping to Be Happy by Dixie D'Amelio. That's the best way to put it.
Is that how you're feeling?
That's what's in my head.
Oh.
Did you picture it?
I actually can.
Can you picture it?
Yeah. Your hair's getting long. Thank you. Is mine. What's your plan with it? Your hair looks great, but...
I'm going to cut it a little bit.
Are you going to cut it?
Yeah.
Or are you trying something new?
Right now, I'm trying something new.
Fully support either decision.
I want to get a little mullet, just because I feel like the back of my head just looks awkward sometimes. And I want to, like...
Your head is ridiculous. Do you remember that video? Have you seen that video?
What that mean? What?
The video where it's like, that oh my god, it was huge. Like,
imagine being the first person to see a kangaroo.
What?
I'm sorry. I
just thought about... I'm worried for you. Are you on something?
I just woke up. I'm not high. But I just thought about, like, imagine you're walking in Australia.
What the fuck is that?
And you see the kangaroo coming.
Like, what do you do?
It's like, what do you do?
What if it starts pressing you? Are you easy? Like, do you wake up? Not like, are you easy? No, just... Do you give it up? No.
Me?
Yeah. Do you wake up pretty easily? Like, or are you the kind of... Do you set your alarm and do you snooze it a lot, or do you get up?
Oh, if it's my alarm, I will snooze that bitch until the end of time.
Actually.
But if it's someone wake me up, or if I wake up by myself, then, like, I'm like... But the alarm triggers me so much that I just can't wake up to it.
I feel like you used to be one of those people. I just, like, knowing you from, like, when I've started knowing you to now, I feel like you used to be one of those people that woke up and kind of, like, stayed on your phone in bed for, like, an hour and just laid there.
I'm still
there. And now you get up and, like, you want to be productive.
Oh, which is good.
Like, I feel like you go to, like, the gym or go get coffee. Like, it's funny because we go to the same coffee spot. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that, like, when I sometimes go in there, like, because it's walking distance from my house. Mm-hmm. So when I go in there... They'll be like, "Oh, are you picking up for Larry?" And it's like, "Oh, you order pick. You do pickup. You don't do delivery."
Yeah, I do pickup.
Interesting. Why? Because it's like,
because I love
it's a good
drive.
Like mile and a half from you.
Yeah, two. Yeah. But I also like to listen to podcasts and stuff like in the car.
Okay, fair enough. Because so I've noticed that I was like, you could easily just get it delivered to you.
Yeah,
house.
And also I'm not a big fan of like watery coffee. Like I need that shit to be fresh.
True.
I don't want to.
That's why I walk there and then I just sit down for like 30. Kind of just,
you always just in your vibe, friend.
I love it.
Friend,
I've just recently like gotten really into that. Like I love like vibes and like aesthetic now. Like I don't know why. I don't know who it is. I think it's
since, the way you said that.
I think it's ever since I downloaded. I genuinely think ever since I like got on Pinterest. You know, like
Pinterest is good.
It like changed my life.
See?
I'm not gonna lie. Like I used to make fun of my mom for like creating mood boards for like arts and crafts and like for her second grade kids. Like she'd put together like lesson plans on Pinterest, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" Like, and I literally thought it was like a mom app, and then I got on it, and I'm like,
"It's
Pinterest
so
is lit."
No, like, Pinterest has everything on there.
Everything. Like no, I have a mood board for everything.
No.
You want me to read you my mood board?
Pull up the board. So you have a mood board for your room.
The first board I ever made was Dreamhouse Inspo / Aesthetic.
Okay.
Just because it's like fun, you know. I love interior design.
100%.
And then Beauty Product Inspo. Mm. Men's High Fashion.
Ooh.
Casual Poses for Men, you know, because I feel like on Instagram, like, I feel like
You're always trying to up your game. Love that.
Not exactly up it, just change it, you know. I love Pinterest. Vibes. I feel like I see the world in like a different way now.
Really? You think it changed
like,
your
actually,
life?
Like, actually. Like, I genuinely think I, like, I'm trying to, like, Pinterest. Find the eye. Big aesthetic guy. Love it. Like, when you pull out the camera and you see someone, like, tap the screen and lower the exposure, you know what they're doing.
I get you going.
You know what they're doing.
It gets you going.
It does. Like, when I see it, I'm like, they get it.
Do you stress about like everything and anything?
Overthink. I don't know if I stress. I stress, duh. Everyone stresses. But like, I find myself overthinking a lot more than stressing. But then my overthinking leads to stress.
Sometimes I live in your pride. I find myself
wanting to be everything.
Me and Liza Koshy were in France and we were talking about Nai and just saying how overall we think she would be such a great actress because she has the look for it.
Love that.
And she also is like so good at like putting on a character and like she, if, with a few acting classes, she would be phenomenal. You, I literally can so see you being an actor, like full blown, like Pippi Longstockings, like red carpet, fucking Tom Holland up the asshole. Like I fully see it. The only thing that's killing my vibe right now though, is that like, it's like taking too long. It's like, let's get in that movie.
That's the thing that's like, you know, Top Gun, the movie.
It took like how long? 8 years?
5 years. They filmed it 5 years ago. Cause I was curious and I'm like, cause Tom Cruise.
You don't look like that anymore. Is
iconic. Like no, literally legend. Tom Cruise. But I was curious cause I'm like, Tom Cruise is finally starting to look his age. Cause this guy has been like, finding the fountain of youth like mm-hmm. for so long, and he's finally starting to like kind of look his age, like kind of like remotely look a little bit older. Mm-hmm. And in the movie I was like looking at him and looking at the movie, and I was like, how long ago was this film? And people were saying like 5-6 years ago. I was like, that's crazy. Like imagine filming something and just being like, I'm so proud of this, and then like
it flops.
When's it coming out? Like 5 years from now. And it's like, oh my God, I gotta wait that long. Like,
but it's like a trust the process thing. Yeah. It turned out amazing.
Right? But like, what if someone, yeah, oh my God, it was unbelievable. But what if someone's like young in the movie and they thought this was gonna be their big break and they're 20 at that point and they're in the movie. And then they're like, once this movie comes out, I'm gonna land so many roles. And then now they're 25 when the movie comes out and they start getting roles, but like not roles that they wanted when they were 20. Like,
are you putting yourself in his shoes?
No, I'm just saying, because some of like the young pilots in the movie, like I saw them in the movie and then I saw them like on the carpet.
Oh,
I'm like,
oh, okay, makes sense.
Yeah, you grew up quick. And I'm like, oh, this is 5 years ago. Like, I wonder why. And so yeah. It's just like, they're probably just getting different roles than they imagined now. But it's the movie industry is crazy. Like I've heard some stories about like Timothée Chalamet. Like for example, he's like, there's been some movies he's been attached to for like 8 years mm-hmm. and haven't filmed yet. And like at that point, like what if it's like, okay, we want you. And then 8 years later, it's like, well, I'm too old for this role. So we want someone else. And it's like, the movie industry is crazy, but it is very entertaining. Well, all that being said, we have a very special guest today. We'll have him do a few of his
ad libs.
Trademark, yeah, like ad. But that being said, very special guest, and we will introduce him when he comes on. And
perfect.
We'll be right back.
Julia. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. And we're back with our special guest. It is our Jaleel. Hello.
Jaleel, yeah.
You did.
Wow. No, that was so cool to hear in person.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait, how'd you come up with it? How'd you come up with it? Tell me now.
So my mom, she would always yell at me and be like, Jaleel. And I just heard the melody in it. Mm. So I was like,
Jaleel, yeah.
That's crazy. Wait, okay.
My mom
so, so for people that don't know, how did you get into all this?
How did I get into music?
Yes. When did it start for you?
It started 4 or 5 years ago. And it started because I wanted to be an athlete. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't work out for me. I guess that wasn't in God's plan. So yeah. I started making music and it felt right in my soul. So I'm glad.
It's good. And you're also really good at it.
Oh, yeah. Not thank to mention, you. It's like, appreciate it.
Things happen for a reason. And I feel like music was your thing that needed to happen.
Yeah.
In a sense. My biggest like thing is like, have you met, like, so when you blew up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it like, how do you say that? Was it like your face in the videos or did like, do you guys know what I'm talking about? Where it's like faceless artists, I guess?
Yeah.
Was that I feel you like, now?
Well, because you're on TikTok.
Yeah. So I started using my song on TikTok every day. Like I was like a machine with it.
Yeah.
Like every day I'm on there.
That's good.
Posting Jaleel content. Like I would just post videos of me ripping my shirt, screaming Jaleel. And then all of a sudden people were like, oh, this dude got long arms. Oh, he got a unique build. So I'd make videos to that. And then people were like, yo, who's singing this?
Yeah.
And they didn't even know it was me.
Yeah.
You know, until they started like digging deep. And yeah, I just kept pushing until they found out it was me. And then finally people started noticing and they were like, oh, his voice doesn't match his body. His body doesn't match his voice.
What you just described is like exactly how I came about your stuff, because I saw videos and I think there's a video of you that went like so viral of you just standing there and like kind of just like doing a full 360. I was like, that's crazy. Like, this guy has a crazy build.
Yeah.
And I think people just fell in love with your energy, because I did. I saw your stuff after and I was like, no way this guy sings Dive In. Yeah. And like, for those that don't know, Julia here sings Dive In. Yeah. Do you want to give us a little bit of that?
When I feel like rolling up, I'ma slide in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That came out of nowhere. I was about to punch you.
No, it's the energy though. It's so crazy. Like,
the thing is, it's so crazy because like, I don't know why people can't fathom that you can be built or buff and talented. Yeah, like people are just like, they just think you can just be one thing. Like, you can be whatever you want to be, you know? You just got to try different things. I didn't know I was going to be good at music until I kept trying, you know? So
it eventually just happened.
Yeah.
Was it something that clicked immediately? Did you know you came into the booth and you were like, oh, I have a good voice? Or did you work on it?
Like, I worked on it, but I've always felt like me and music connected. I've always had a spiritual relationship to music, because I could hear things in songs people couldn't hear. I could feel it, you know?
Yeah, so interesting. It was just 100% agree with you on that one. Yeah. I could so see that too.
Yeah.
What sports did you play growing up? You said sports didn't work out for you. Which ones?
I was trying to play basketball, but every time I would try, it wouldn't work. Like, high school, I got cut freshman, sophomore year. Junior year, I hit my growth spurt. And I was like,
how tall were you?
I bet they wanted you back.
I was like sixth junior year. I grew from like 5'7" to like 6'3", you know? And then I fractured my tibia and ruptured my patella tendon randomly before the season even started.
That's the worst.
And then I was crying. I was like, God, like, why?
Yeah.
While I was in a wheelchair, you know? And then this is why. You feel me?
That's real,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it all worked out for the best, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I think I saw a video of you on stage, and you were just going insanely crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's when
your stage presence is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing flips and stuff I mentioned to Larry before this. I was like, you know, like that thing on the corner of stages, that metal bar that like goes up, like holds part of the stage, like. People see artists doing that and they're like, oh my God, they're crazy. Yeah. You're doing flips off it. Like, I've seen videos of you doing flips off it.
Yeah. It's crazy. I climbed up the bars and then I flipped off of it. But I don't think it's that crazy to me, you know, because like I've always was that type of person. Yeah. Like, I always like doing stuff like that's exciting. I like energy. I like
adrenaline.
I like,
junkie, huh?
Yeah. Like, I love stuff like that. I've always been like that, you know?
Yeah.
My mom put me in ballet as a young kid, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was doing ballet a little bit and just learning how to keep my balance. So I feel like that helped, you know?
When coordination. You jumped off the pole thing. Did you land?
Oh, so I landed like this. I landed and then I
fell
back on my ass. You know,
but you didn't get hurt.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh my gosh.
God is protecting me. Like, I pray every time before I go and I feel like I'll be okay.
Yeah,
and plus, cool. Like, I'm not trying to do these flips forever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to just bring something else to my performance so that people can be like, wow, like, this is fun.
What separates
like,
you?
I'm going to start doing head spins. I'm going to start doing splits on stage, jump up, do a split like James Brown.
No one's doing that. No one's doing that anymore.
I'm gonna be doing everything.
I would love to see that.
You know,
I pay money. That's awesome.
Soon, I'm telling you, man. I'm learning. I'm taking gymnastic classes already. You know. So.
How long's that been going?
It's been going well. I've been doing it for like a week and a half.
Oh wow. You know?
I just need to get a little bit looser because I'm a little too tight.
Yeah.
Like, I got too much muscle. You feel me? So. You know, I gotta just like
it's a little
loosen
hard to
up
do some flips and stuff.
Yeah, But I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. Trust.
Well, Larry just got into Pilates. Oh, yeah, and Larry said that's been helping with like the joints that you never really use. Yeah,
you feel like so loose. For real. And honestly, it feels really good.
Damn, like, I'm gonna do it
after a good workout. You should try it.
Pilates, okay. Yeah. Is it like hot yoga or is it?
No, it's a. I don't even know how to call the bed. It's just like a bed thing with like little strings and stuff. You just pull it back and forth, and it's like little workouts that work your muscles, but you're also stretching while doing it.
Okay,
it's great. You don't get out. You get leaned out. You don't get bigger.
Okay, so that's okay, nice. Okay. I'm a peep it.
When did you start working out? Because obviously you have.
Yeah, I was mad at the world. You know, I was mad because they wouldn't want to put me on the basketball team. Ah. So college came around and I'll start working out and I'll just be like, fuck, and start ripping my shirt in the gym because I was heated. But, you know, like that was when I started. I would say sophomore year of college.
I guess you started working out sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 26.
That's crazy. Yeah. Work out for like their whole life to like maintain what you've got.
I've always been easy. It's been easy for me to gain muscle, you know, the Nigerian genetics, thank God, you know, but
the best genetics.
Yeah, we got the really fast, you know, really strong. But hey, I'm blessed. We all blessed.
Have you ever considered boxing?
Like, I do MMA too in the morning.
I was about to say, with that reach, I feel like that can come to your advantage.
This is a thing, like, everybody be trying to be like, oh, box. But like, boxing is one of those sports where it just uses hands. Like, I like MMA because you can use feet, you know, your knees, elbows. You can use, you can just kick someone. You don't even need to touch them with your hands.
I thought that
like, imagine you just kick them like this. Like,
if I had to fight you in a ring.
Yeah.
On MMA, I'm running.
No, y'all won't fight you. I'm a pacifist.
I was just about to say, I thought you that know? Question was going somewhere else. You were like, oh, I don't box, like, I don't like boxing because, like, I'm a lover. But it was just like, because I can't kick him.
But I honestly, I like when I'm sparring, I don't know, I'm kind of crazy because I like fighting. But the thing is, I don't like fighting to fight. Like, I like fighting to, like, in a way, like, get better and
it's an art.
Make people, inspire people, you know? Just like how I love music. I love music because I'm doing it to help people. I'm doing it to inspire people. I'm doing it to make people feel good. It's not the Jahlil show. It's the people show.
Right.
Well said.
You know?
What?
Yeah.
What?
I feel like I'm watching a movie when you talk.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Thank you, man. Thank you, Larry.
You're very well spoken.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So what inspired, like, because I know you have other songs as well, but Dive In obviously has found the most success. What, like, inspired Dive In? Like, like the lyrics behind and everything.
Yeah. Well, I would say with Dive In, the homie made the beat and I just heard the beat and I was like, when I feel like rolling up, I'ma slide in. And it was just like more of like, I need to
amp it up. Yeah.
So that's why it just comes out of me. It wasn't really like an inspiration. I just heard it.
Yeah. You know? That's awesome.
Yeah. But I would say with Dive In, like, I really worked my butt off to get it to where it's at. I don't even think Dive In is my best song.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Which one have you been most proud of?
I love Jahlil Juice, you know, because Jahlil Juice is Jahlil, you know? If you want that real raw energy, go and listen to Jahlil Juice.
I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah.
Me at the gym.
I have listened to it.
Crazy. Jahlil Juice. But my favorite song right now is coming out. It's called Uncivilized, and it's Jahlil to a T, bro. Yeah.
How would you describe your music? Like, what genre would you place your music under?
Jahlil.
Great. Love answer. That.
Jahlil's a genre. Yeah. You know? And another subgenre is real raw energy. So I'm going to drop an album called Real Raw in the future, you know? But Jahlil's a genre. Jahlil is a genre, you know?
I can see it.
It's real raw. It's raw.
Jahlil.
Yeah. Real raw energy.
What's your last name?
Yusuf.
Yusuf?
Yeah.
So,
like, it means Joseph in Arabic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yusuf. Oh, Yusuf, yeah.
I'm assuming you love performing, right?
Yeah, I love performing.
Yeah, what's that feeling like when you're up there? Like, what do you love most about it?
I kind of blank out.
Yeah?
You know, like, I'm present, but I'm, like, kind of at the same time just, like, I get, like, a high.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, have you guys ever done hot yoga? Mm-mm.
Okay. I've done hot yoga.
Okay, you know, once you come out of the hot yoga, it's like you get this high. It's just almost the same thing. It's like you're just like everyone's looking at you, but it's like you're not knowing that they're looking at you. It's like you're just like doing your own thing. But when I'm performing, like, and I'm getting into it, it's like something just switches. It's like a flip. It's just like, all right, I'm ready to kill shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Then you just watch videos after, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, and then I'm like, damn, why did I do that? Nah, I'll be happy. I'll be like, yeah, I knew I could do that shit. I knew it.
That's sick.
You know?
I think I asked this for every like guest I have or we have. Have you been starstruck yet?
No. You haven't? By a celebrity? Or
yeah,
by...
like you met like somebody that inspires you and you're just like, holy shit. Or it's like, have you just saw somebody and you're like,
you know what's so crazy? I haven't, because I've always been like the type of person that I pray a lot, you know? So like I never really like got excited about like a celebrity or another, because I feel like we're all human, you know? And we all are gonna die one day. And, you know, at the same time, like, we eat the same food, like we sleep the same, you know? So I never really got any type of
have a God complex for other people.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I feel like it was cool though seeing Rihanna once, you know, cuz I was like, oh damn, that's Rihanna, you know?
Where did you see her?
I seen her at where did I see her? At some party like a couple years back, but recently I don't know. I haven't even like really met with like
Rihanna's the peak for me.
Really?
Yeah, she sounds so sick.
Rihanna's dope. I love her, she's man. She's amazing. She's really cool. But I haven't like, I don't know. I haven't been meeting with like celebrities like that. I feel like people just think I'm like a TikTok artist. Like they don't think I'm a real artist.
Yeah.
You know,
you'll break that.
But it's okay. Like God's plan is the best plan. Yeah. And I know that he has something written for me, so
exactly.
I don't care if people think that. Like, I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah,
that's such a good like attitude about it. I like that a lot.
It's the best. Thank attitude.
You, Larry. Do you want to ask him your signature question?
I already know his zodiac sign.
Do you?
What is it?
He's a Libra.
Yeah,
but I don't know what that means.
How'd you know that?
Because I asked him downstairs.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll ask again on cam.
Well, okay. What's your zodiac sign? Libra.
I'm a Libra, yeah.
Libra, yeah.
What do we know about Libras, Larry?
I absolutely, like, I based my friends.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about zodiac signs. Like, let's say, for example, he's a Libra, and then I ask you, oh, he's a Libra, he's my best friend. Then I ask you, I'm like, oh, you're a Libra? Okay, what does my friend do that I know that, like, now all Libras do? So I'm basing you pun of my best friend. I don't have any Libra friends.
Yeah. I mean, I know a couple Libras.
Are you into zodiac signs?
Like, I'm not. Into zodiacs, but I would say like I see some traits in myself that I see in other people that are Libras, you know.
Interesting.
So I know Libras, you know, we have that balance of we're just balanced people. So I'm a balanced person as well. Sometimes I want to rage, sometimes I just want to chill, you know.
Yeah.
And then we're unproblematic. It's, you know, true. I don't like problems. Wahala, I don't like to cause problems, you know? I'm a big dude, but I like to be peaceful, you know? And I feel like Libras are like that too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're always trying to make peace.
Yeah. But at the same time, don't mess with us because God is going to get us and he's going to make us powerful all the time.
You destroying all of us.
Well said.
Yeah, you destroying everyone. Libras is the best sign, though. Nah.
The armies of Libras attacking my house after this.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do when you, how do you unplug from everything? Like, what are your hobbies?
Okay. So obviously the MMA shit, because the MMA should be humbling me, you know? Like, people might see me outside and be like, Jaleel, yeah. But at the same time, when I get to MMA, they don't give a fuck who Jaleel is.
Yeah.
They're going to try to whoop my ass, you know? So I get there and I just try to whoop their ass too. And it's after, it's fun and it's chill and it's happy and there's no ego. That's why I love it. There's no ego.
Yeah.
You know?
They're trying to whoop your ass.
Yeah. There's no ego. They're going to try to give me the work. And I'm going to give them the work too. I'm talking to you. All right, nah. I'm just kidding.
Little girl watching this.
Shout out Raja.
Me?
Nah. But yeah, that's what keeps me. That's one of my hobbies. I love working out. I love being outside. You know, I love going out too. I like partying.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really a drinker or anything, but I like just being in the vibe, you know, and just like being around people feels good. And I like dancing. I love doing the gymnastic stuff.
You're a very active person.
Yeah, very active.
You're the coolest person I've ever met in my entire life.
Really? Oh, man. Hey.
I'm like, yeah, me too.
You seem cool too.
Jesus. Like, you seem so collected and like, you know exactly what you want. And you're kind of like your destiny in this planet.
Yeah, no, thank you.
And I've never seen that in real life.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like I'm ready, you know, like where I am. In life, I'm super ready.
You're hungry.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, you know? I'm curious, like, when you perform, the energy that you bring, I'm sure the crowd responds. And I'm sure I'm sure you got a crazy fan base, no?
Yeah, they could go crazy.
Yeah, I feel like you soon and later, promote this.
Yeah, at my shows, I rip my shirt and I scream Jaleel, right?
They probably do it too.
Yeah, I'm going to have everybody shirted up.
White, yeah.
With the white shirts. And they're going to be ready. I'm like, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I'll just rip your shirt.
That's so cool.
And they're going to rip their shirt all in unison. And we're all going to rage.
Make sure you get that on camera and get someone on stage with you.
Facts. We're going to do it. That's, it's going to be like the Black Beatles. Black Beatles challenge.
Mannequin challenge. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be called the Jaleel challenge. Or the Jaleel, challenge.
So, you said your favorite song, is yet to come out. It's what'd you say it was called?
Uncivilized.
Okay. And you have a few others coming out as well, right?
Yeah, Clubhouse. Clubhouse is more of like a club.
Okay.
Like a club, it's a club type of record. Uncivilized is just on some new wave, turn shit up.
Yeah.
It's kinda like if Sum 41 made like a hip hop trap banger.
Gotcha.
But it's no guitars. It's just on some like real raw, I don't give a fuck type shit.
Jaleel shit.
You know? So Uncivilized is that. Clubhouse is more of a record for the ladies, for the guys. It's just on some like some wavy shit vibes, you know? So yeah, I'm excited.
That is exciting. Have you thought about putting
it's coming out June 17th too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you thought about putting out like an EP or an album? Are you working on that?
Yeah, I want to drop an album like hopefully end of summer or early October. It's called Real Raw because Jaleel's
fitting.
Real raw.
There you go.
You know,
so, there.
So yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Growing up, did you like sing in church and all that stuff?
No, but I would say this. I'm a Muslim.
Okay.
So in Islam, like we kind of like in a way when we're reciting the Quran, we do it in a melodic way, like in a singing melodic way. And I feel like maybe that helped me too, you know? You know, because you're like understanding melodies, but you're not doing it to understand melodies. You're doing it to pray.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I've been feeling like it kind of helped me melodically.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, do you have anything else that you want to talk about? Do you have anything you want to plug? Like, I think people know where to find you.
Yeah, hey, Jaleel. It's not Jal. It's Jaleel. Capital Jaleel. You know, I feel like people keep saying Jal because they don't know.
Yeah.
They just think that's
they'll know
how,
soon enough.
You know, but yeah, that's it. I love y'all. go in the world and do something great. Love appreciate
you. I'm
y'all.
Going to live life like you.
Yeah.
You have like, to. I sat here and I rethought my entire existence.
Aspired to
go heal. Go live in love. Have Jesus. Fun.
I'm taking a bath after this shit.
Oh, relax.
Awesome. I feel dirty.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. For real.
Thank you. Really, appreciate awesome. It. Appreciate it, bro.
Thank you for this mentality change.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Really thank
it.
You.
A wake-up call. But that being said, make sure you guys give this video a big thumbs up. If you guys liked it, drop a like, subscribe, turn on those post notifications, comment. What should they comment, Julia?
Julia!
Yeah, comment that. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Peace. Thank you.